Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
Question number 8 to develop your safety excellence strategy. Which initiatives will best support your objectives? Dr. Larry Brilliant's 2006 TED Talk proposed a way to eradicate diseases in the world through what he calls early detection, early response. When choosing a strategic intervention, it makes sense to look for one with small input but large beneficial output. What strategic interventions will have the most effect, be easiest to implement, and at the same time, be aligned with your strategic goals and your company and customer values? If you want different results, you must choose to do something or stop doing something. Either way, choosing is an active decision, because even not choosing is a choice. As mentioned in the previous article of this series, question number 7, what data-driven priorities and objectives are of strategic value, data should inform your decision. But data alone will not make the decision for you. You have to take into consideration how you will likely approach and how it's going to be supported and how well fit it will be with your existing processes. What's important here to consider is in your choice is the light of cultural acceptability. If you have a prospective intervention that clearly won't play nicely with your culture, then reconsider them. Choosing narrows future options, eliminating all but a few. Choose wisely. The following questions will help you answer number 8 in your strategy development process. Are your choices aligned with the values of your organization? Do you have all the relevant data? How will you use the data you have collected? How do you currently go about the process of deciding? Do managers make it safe for people to be wrong? What are the choices and what are the consequences of being wrong? What are your expectations of being right? How does your culture tolerate or encourage dissent? Who will you include in the decision-making process? Who will you exclude from your decision-making process? Who else could give you input that you need? What expertise will help you decide? What are you willing to give up? Who and what might you be overlooking? Are you identifying low-hanging fruit? Are your choices supported by data or opinions? What can you stop doing? What is the most effective choice you can make? What will you do when you make a wrong choice? How willing are you to make trade-offs? What are they? What are your criteria for choosing? Are you chasing too many priorities? How will you decide what not to do? How did you go about making choices in the past, and what have you learned? As Ken Robinson says, no one can tell what the future will bring in 5 years' time, but we need to make provisions for likelihoods. Strategy is your best educated guess on how you want the future to unfold. Essentially, strategy works with what you have by imagining how you can create more value and then sets about making it happen. Today, technical tools help us better predict probabilities of future events, but predictions are hardly reliable, as recent election polls demonstrated. A few years ago, pollsters failed miserably to predict elections in Israel, the United Kingdom, Poland, and the United States. Then there's always the black swan event, an unlikely occurrence you didn't see coming. In light of all of this, which initiatives will best support your objectives? Upcoming articles and in the Situation podcast will focus on the 2 remaining questions that must be asked and answered to create your safety excellence strategy.
Safety Excellence Masterclass. To adapt and thrive in a fast-paced and ever-changing world, organizations must develop and strengthen 5 capacities: system, leadership, engagement, cultural, and strategic. This tactical workshop thoroughly examines these and explores how they synergize to produce excellent, sustainable results. Attendees will be challenged to put the lessons into an executable plan for their organizations. This highly collaborative experience leads attendees on a journey balancing case studies with practical execution guidance. For public workshop dates, locations, and more details, visit proactsafety.com/events.